Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, radio family, and welcome another weekend edition of Community Focus. Great conversation gets again underway here on our Odyssey stations. Wonderful members of our Community Focus family, of course, that includes you, those who tune in each and every weekend here to our public affairs program and our great continued conversation on the Workforce Development Podcast. Our good friend Joel Leonard returns. Joel, always good to hear your voice, my friend, and it's always good because you bring new family members to this public affairs program. And I thank you because we have another wonderful opportunity to continue to stress the importance that we have a continued serious maintenance crisis. And the help that you have provided to the community, I can't thank you enough. In our 20 plus year relationship, you have really fought hard to get the word out about the importance not only of just the workforce development as a whole, but especially with our young ones, and being such a strong advocate of really steering our young people in the right direction with a career path in a field that typically most of these young kids, they think about sports, they think about music. Maintenance is at the bottom of the list, and for some, it's non-existent. It's just something they don't think about at all. But thank you for really retraining our brains to understand the importance, especially with the influx of new workforce development jobs that have been coming to the area. How have you been with all of that said? Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's been a wonderful summer. I tell you, I have really been blessed to set up with this new truck and trailer and really
yes.
getting a opportunity to work with more kids and mm-hmm. taking the education to them. Davidson County Schools engaged me to work with all of their middle schools.
Awesome.
And then also I did a couple of projects for a group at an inner city church. And we've got them on the program this morning. We have Stephen Matthews and Cameo Parts, Punch for Pounds Kids.
Good morning,
and
guys.
A tremendous group.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you, Joel. You always bring new family to the program, like I said, so I really appreciate it. So, Joel, I'm basically going to hand the floor to you because you have a couple of questions for both Stephen and Cameo, and I want to thank both of you. And Cameo, that is with a K, not to be confused with the R&B group many of us know as Cameo with a C. So, just for clarification
Absolutely.
Purposes. Wonderful. Well, so glad to have both of you as the newest members of our Community Focus family. And of course, Stephen and Cameo, that is such a short-lived title. Joel can tell you that in the 20-plus year relationship that we've had. When you're on this program, you immediately become family the minute I say good morning or hello to you.
And then you're empowered to go help the community
That's
even
right.
more.
Exactly.
Spread the word, get you more resources, and get people calling you in the middle of the night to help you out. So.
And please know, too, ahead of time that, you know, once you become family, You stay that way. And Joel, you can attest to this because I'm not the type of person to have one and done guests on this program. Yes. So the door is always open.
Well, this particular group, we want back because they are fighting the good fight in
Absolutely.
The trenches, in the projects, in the areas where there's a lot of poverty, where there's areas where there's a lot of doubt and confusion, where there's areas where they are not reaching their potential. These folks are in there working with these kids, working with their parents, working with the churches, and they're keeping these kids on a pathway that is prosperous, not down these other distractions that right. lead to a lot less valuable options. Or valuable outcomes. So anyway, Stephen, tell us why did you come up with this concept of mm-hmm. Punch for Pound Kids? What is it? What does it do? And how exactly. do you serve the community?
Wow. So great question, Joel. I want to start off where I became a professional boxer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Had an opportunity to travel to Columbus, Ohio, and see what the Midwest looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was able to recognize is that boxing was a sport that it brought families and communities together. I remember walking in the gym, four boxing rings, grandmas, granddaddies, uncles in Cincinnati. And so when I came back to North Carolina, I wanted to implement that, mm-hmm. bringing boxing to a community that needs pride, unity, and levels of discipline and structure. And so coming from those communities, Joel, of unbalanced homes, missing father figures, mm-hmm. that's how I was brought up. And so I thought it would be an awesome way to kind of be a part of our community solutions versus the problem. And let's see how we can close some of these gaps. And that was pretty much the birth of Punch for Pound Kids. But what we've been able to do in 5 years is evolve from an idea, evolved from just teaching youth how to the arts of boxing and mentoring, and now going into the opportunity of providing job opportunities, closing employment gaps, hiring, sending individuals to school inside of our next-gen partnership where they get a quick career path, six-month certifications. And so we understood that we can work with youth, and we understood that mentoring is highly important and can be effective. But if we send these kids back to homes that are still unbalanced in certain areas, then we're kind of working against ourselves. And so Cameron and I have just diligently worked the last year or two to get inside a workforce, to get inside of apprenticeship, and meet individuals like yourself, Joel, who can help our communities be ready for the next, where we have the vacuum jobs, as you call it, where these major corporations are coming in and it's going to provide openings. And so how can we get our community ready for those openings?
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameo, I know you have a workforce development focus and background. Tell us about some of the initiatives and things that you're trying to inculcate.
Thank you, Joel. So, yes, my background is workforce development and community relations. And so what that looks like for us, I think last year we began, Stephen and I, hosting job fairs, right? Mm-hmm. We saw that there was this need for something for young people to be doing. And where the community was kind of not coming out to the average job fair, we, you know, came up with a creative concept, which was to combine community engagement with employers. And so in order for example, we had the Peace and Prosperity basketball tournament. And in order to participate in that tournament, you had to register for the job fair, right?
Wow.
And so then we are kind of killing two birds with one stone, right? Because mm-hmm. everybody loves the sport. It's going to bring out the family. But there's also resources attached to it that are very tangible. And so we take that approach. And what is unique about Punch for Pound is that we bring service to the community. When you're talking about the mindset of the community that we particularly serve, they are not entering into systems. They're not coming into buildings unless it's mandated. And even in that space, we find that commitment to be very short-lived. And so because we build relationships at the ground level mm-hmm. and because they see us, they become familiar with us because we have their children and we're in their churches and they're seeing us around the neighborhoods, there's a different level of trust and a different level of transparency that helps us really assess a family and then their skills, their skill set and what their needs are. This summer, we'll be hosting we're getting ready to host another job fair in addition to adding some job readiness training to that. What I'm sure you know, Joel, about the employees that we have at Punch for Pound, those young men who have come through the program of Punch for Pound, they mm-hmm. come through and then they are in partnership with Next Gen, also get their job readiness training with Steven. And so this is sort of a holistic approach to not saying we're not just giving you a job, you're not just coming to learn to box, right? Boxing is hello, but we are really preparing people for the workforce through the sport of boxing.
And that is such.
I happen to witness some of this, and it is uh-huh. so good and to watch the kids get packed. Renee, you really ought to come see them in action, because this group they set up literally a ring outside of a church, and mm-hmm. The kids get in there and they mix it up and they learn all kinds of discipline, all kinds of fitness. It is really interesting to see how this group lifts these kids up and takes them from where they are
right
to where they need to go. So it's really amazing to see them in action. So
I was going to say that, you know, you wouldn't typically think of the correlation between a sport like boxing with a skill set of putting it together. But if you actually watch, and Stephen, help me out here a little bit. If you actually watch an actual boxing match, it does take some concentration, the type of mentality, because you've got to strategize and figure out what is your next move going to be against your opponent. And so I think that really helps develop the minds of the young ones. What's going to be their next move in terms of their skill set? How are they going to take what they're learning and apply it? I think that's an absolutely just a really interesting concept. And thank the two of you, because I wanted to, for me, if I can ask this question, what was it like? How did you hear about Joel Leonard and what he was doing in terms of the workforce development and what he was trying to do in really getting the word out about helping our youth find those particular skill sets? And I address this to either you, Stephen, or Cameo, who would ever like to answer that question.
I think Cam is better suited to ask that question, to answer that question.
So I received a flyer that he was going to be, I believe, in Thomasville
mm-hmm.
from someone that I knew. And I said, oh, this is really cool. I went ahead and sent it to Stephen because I know that Stephen is always looking to expand.
Right.
And one of the components of what Punch for Pound does is engage, employ, expose. And so I was like, okay, this might be something interesting. And so I believe that was the first time Stephen was hosting the kickball tournament in the community. I believe that was Loco Park. And so he contracted Joel to come out. And so that was the introduction for Punch for Pound and Joel. And then that was the introduction to our students, who I believe was about 50 students in participation that day.
Right.
To come out and learn how to engrave. Right. And so that was the hello. And to really pique their interest in CNC, to really pique their interest in maybe something that they had not thought about, if they had some interest in design or all of these other avenues that you don't really get to really see beyond the initial concept.
Right.
Really, it's about exposure. And so that is because exposure is one of the pillars that Punch for Pound has, and that's in Stephen's vision. It made sense to partner with Joel and have him come along and then offer that opportunity to our students.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that cameo.
And what's really cool is I've been really enjoying working with them. We came out last week and provided them actually in the last couple of weeks, we provided a session on the infrared camera,
right?
Which is also known as a thermal camera. Mm-hmm. People seen them on fires and things, and it's really neat when you show it a white person and a black person on the thermal camera, they look the same.
Right.
And that's an important message that we got to get past all these divisions we have in our society, unite together,
right,
and work to lift each other up. They love playing with these cameras and the ultrasonic sensor. I have a kid, I have them go hide this transmitter that sends out an ultrasonic frequency, and you can't hear this with your ears, but you can hear it with this device. And this device, believe it or not, Renee, was used on the International Space Station to plug air leaks.
Wow.
And, if you got an air leak in a space station, you got a problem.
You do. You seriously do. Well, listen,
if the air goes away.
Exactly. So, exactly. I was going
to say, in industry, they use them to plug compressed air leaks to save energy costs.
Wow.
So these kids got it hands-on. Every one of them got to listen and to touch over $15,000 in technology that day that we did that. And then they asked me to do something creative for them. So I brought them all kinds of seashells, rocks, all kinds of art supplies, and had some dowel caulking device, and just the heck, it's the same thing as glue. So they glued all that together, and told them. I said, "Hey, the secret of success is not getting what something's originally designed for; it's making the best out of what you got, maybe taking something that's designed for something else, but make it into something new."
There you go.
And I got to show them this shirt that was made out of the 20 million water bottles that I helped Flint, Michigan get collected and sent down here to Unify. I got a shirt from that that was made with 7 water bottles. They got to see that in action.
That's fantastic. So, now, Joel, before we go to our first break of the morning, I just wanted to say again to welcome all of you, Joel and Stephen and Cameo, a wonderful relationship between the three of you. And if I can interject with my input, Joel, first of all, are you over here reading my notes? Because as you were saying, breaking down the divide and the division, I know for you and me, you have been the most fantastic brother from another mother that a person could ever get to know. You don't meet any strangers, my friend. That is for certain.
Well, it's an honor to serve you and serve this community. And again, meeting people like Cameo and Stephen, who,
absolutely,
again, are making great sacrifices.
Yeah.
Great personal sacrifices to make their community better.
Absolutely.
This area is all about, and this is what makes this country so great when people do that. And that's why we need to have more people step up, and I hope we can get them some additional resources, because they need to expand what they're doing. They need to be running after-school programs throughout the year, not just in the summer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very quickly, Joe, before we go to break, is there any contact information, Stephen, or Cameo we can share with our listening audience if they want to learn more about you or may have some additional questions outside of what's being shared here? They want to learn more about Punch for Kids, Punch for Pounds.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Punch for Pound Kids. Yes, ma'am. They can visit our website, p4kids.com. It's an awesome website. Allows you to sign up if you have a child interest or if you're an adult who wants to train. We also have on that website, join our team. We have a great internship pool with A&T as we've expanded. And now in High Point, we're looking to do that with High Point University the same.
Wonderful.
And I say that because inside of our building, we're able to create, Renee, a 5-to-1 mentor-mentee ratio. And so,
beautiful.
You know, we have a scope that says we get to work with school age and teens. And so we provide a tutoring program. Then once they get a little older, that's when we get into our apprenticeship, preparing for workforce. And that's where Joel comes in to the picture. But the website is an awesome way to connect with us. We have an Instagram, P4PK, and Facebook, Punch for Pound Kids and Punch for Pound Eat.
Excellent. And you are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. We'll be back after this break. It's the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our Odyssey stations. Fine company as always. Thank you, Radio Family, and thanks to members of our Community Focus family. We do continue in our wonderful discussion. Joel Leonard joining me, Renee Vaughn, along with the Workforce Development Podcast that is heard here on our Odyssey stations. Joel, we continue in great conversation with Stephen Matthews and Cameo Parks, the Punch for Pounds Kids. This is an excellent program. Do you mind, guys, giving me or giving our radio family a recap? Because we've been talking a little bit earlier about what this wonderful organization does with our young people in the community.
Definitely. I want to say this. Our organization, we have a focus on empowering school-age teens, young adults, and families that are lacking resources in different capacities. And so our scope says that we want to be a part of student income readiness where a child is ready for pre-K. We want to make sure our school-age are prepared for EOG. We also want to make sure our teens are graduating. And for those who aren't ready for higher learning, let's get them prepared for higher trade. And that's where the apprenticeship, that's where the job readiness, and our ability to make strategic partnerships to create pipelines to bring resources to these communities. That's where our program organization is today. Punch for Pound Kids, we've been in existence for a few years now, but being able to evolve and working with the school-age kid all the way to the adult, we're excited about being inside a workforce. We've been able to last year host 2 job fairs. We have one coming up this year. And so we're just doing some awesome things, Cam and I, with building great relationships with the higher-ups, we like to say, so that we can create these pipelines that funnel resources down to the communities in need.
Stephen, I love that. And I wanted to say, in listening to you make that beautiful and wonderful comment, I like the way you address the young ones. You called them kings, my brother. That was just spot on. Because
he calls them champs.
Yeah.
He makes these kids feel valued. I was
exactly.
Kidding around the other day and called one of them a troublemaker, and I got blessed out.
Did you?
That was a good thing because these kids, they get that, they hear that from everybody. They don't have a lot of people in their corner.
No, they don't.
And Cameo and Steven are in their corner making sure the world knows that these kids are doing more than what the rest of the world thinks they can.
Absolutely, because they are champions. They are kings. They are queens. Our young people, it just amazes me with the skill set and the talent. And it seems to really increase with every incoming generation. You know, the generation with us, we've done some incredible things, but the future and upcoming generation, especially with technology and the way that it is, the way that we are seeing workforce development as a whole change and grow. And to know that these companies are coming right here to the Piedmont Triad, these kids no longer have to go, not to say it's a bad thing to go out way out on the West Coast or to go to New York or to go to some of these other bigger cities, but these bigger companies are coming to places like Thomasville. They want to come to places like High Point. They want to come to these cities that typically people are like, either one, they've never heard of it, or they think because it's in some small little hick town that it's not going to produce the skill set and the mindset, you know, because some of the brightest individuals, and this is just my personal opinion, come from small towns, that come from humble beginnings. They don't come with a spoon, a silver spoon in their mouths. Some of them had to work really hard and really struggle. Some are the very first ones in their families to go to an institution of higher learning because either they couldn't afford to go to college or whatever the family dynamic or situation will be. And it just goes to show that you should never have the type of spirit that says, I want to give up. And I see that with this generation of kids. They don't want to give up, but the thing is, they just need that push from the right group of people. And I see that, Stephen, with you and Cameo and Joel. I see it with you. And I just can't thank you guys enough because when I listen to radio families such as yourselves and what you're doing to encourage our kids, it just makes me think, man, where were you guys when I was coming up? Even though I had people that encouraged me, it's nice to know that this generation of young people, we want them to know we have people in your corner. We want to help you. Right. The thing is,
well, Ms. Renee,
yes.
Go ahead, Cam. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, can I just share, after we were on the news, Stephen and the young people were on the news, I think, last week or the week prior to, and a mom came up to us in the community and said, she was in tears, and she hugged Stephen, and she said, I am so proud. She said, my son was on TV, and it was not because he was murdered. He did not murder anyone else, and he was not in trouble.
Right.
But he was being recognized for being a good kid.
Yeah.
And we just all kind of stopped because I think we do what we do with love, and we're just kind of excited that the kids are excited, and we're plowing through, and we want to see people get to work, and we want to see people be empowered. But I don't think we rest with the fact that we're really affecting one life at a time. And for her, it was really, really meaningful.
Yeah.
Right. That was that was very real for her. Coming out of where they come from, where they live, and what her other sons have experienced. And so I just wanted to take a minute
and share that
with you all.
Absolutely. Well, Thank you.
That's exactly where I was going to go with it because Ms. Renee, Joe, he kind of alluded to earlier, we make it a focus to go inside of communities that most entities don't have relationships with to connect them to resources. And that's the gap that we close. Being able to be a universal communicator and being able to go into communities that might have different levels of activity ranging from drugs to gang, I'm able to go into those communities and build relationships. And that's the most important component because once the relationship is built, now we're able to assess. But as Cameo said, it has to start with love.
Absolutely.
I've learned that a kid or anyone won't care about what you care about if they don't know you love them first. And so that's where our unique attraction is building very solid relationships with youth and communities who lack A, B, and C. Poverty is big. Poverty is business. Mm-hmm. Poverty breeds crime. Poverty does a lot. And so I don't want to point the finger at any one entity or any person, but I just want to make sure it's understood that it is important for us to get inside the communities and build relationships where they do not have the resources necessary. It's not a situation where we're making excuses, but they have a term called intergenerational poverty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 38. That means that these families are in poverty for decades. Great-grandma, grandma, you know, so how do we begin to pull some of those out?
Right.
And I just want to make sure that, you know, I kind of get that point out that coming into communities and trying to build programming, it takes relationships with the next gens and the NC Works and the council to understand that that has to be important. And so I don't want to babble too much, Ms. Renee, but I do
not
want to make
it,
you know, a clear point to say that these communities who are suffering from gang violence, it's shootings happening every day in High Point. Literally where I'm sitting at right now at this church inside of these four next streets around me in Greensboro, the same. And so I know we having a great conversation about workforce, but before we even get some of these young adults or teens to an idea of workforce, we have to really go into understanding what are their needs right now. Do they have housing? Do they have clothing? Are they, you know, where are they at academically? We have a couple of We have an employee that's coming to our program through Next Gen, and he's about to begin his GED process. And there's a lot of those young adults out here that's 21 and 22 right. that won't even get a chance to be inside our workforce the way we're discussing because they're still missing the GED part of the high school diploma part. And so that's where Punch for Pound Kids works at its best, is getting to that community and to those families who aren't able to connect to resources and making sure that we empower those.
And that's why I so appreciate you, Stephen, and Cameo for what you're doing, because that says to me there are a lot of young people and perhaps some listening to this weekend edition of Community Focus. It's not for their lack of trying. It's they just don't know how to access those resources that are available for them. You got a lot of young people that want to have that and actually do have that work ethic. They just don't know exactly how to apply it because they don't know how or who to turn to, like you said, where the importance of the love, because the love turns into the trust turns into a bond. And from that bond, you develop lasting relationships, which I'm sure for the two of you has been the greatest joy since you created Punch for Pounds Kids, is to see where these kids come from, where they start to where they progress to where they go on to be what it was that you knew that they could be, but they just weren't quite sure of themselves. They just needed that push. They just needed that assistance. They needed that help.
And please let me add a little bit to this.
Sure.
I, you know, when I go to when I go do my programs, I go around and kind of do a poll and ask the kids what they want to be.
Right.
And, you know, and I get a mixture of answers. Mm-hmm. But what blew me away when I was working with these particular groups is every one of them wanted to be an entertainer or an athlete. And they didn't even know about any of the manufacturing jobs. They didn't know about any of it. And it was kind of like an intervention. They didn't want to hear from me at the beginning of the session because I was telling them something different than they ever heard of before. Mm-hmm. And they didn't really know the value of it. And then once they got to play with the equipment and get hands-on experience with it and see how powerful these technologies are, then they start realizing the potential of it. And now when I go in there, they're ready to learn. They're ready to explore. And we just got Punch for Pounds. We'll be building. The kids will actually be putting together their own 3D printer.
Wow.
As opposed to going and buying it, the kids will actually have to put it together. And if it breaks, they'll know how to put it back together.
I'll tell you this. He hit on something that I was going to speak on, which is just the exposure.
Right.
I dropped out of high school at 16, Ms. Lene. I'm in the Army at 17. Mm-hmm. I'm in Iraq at 19.
Wow.
And so going from that to professional boxing, this is how I was able to see the world and see more than just Greensboro, more than just High Point. Mm-hmm. I was exposed to it's more out there than just what we know. And so that's what we ultimately want to do with these kids, expose them to more than just, like he said, recreation or entertainment.
Right.
Exactly. It's a thousand ways that they can be productive citizens, have thriving lives and thriving jobs. And that's where it starts now. From my experience, you know, our elementary kids are inside of a whole world by themselves, from stealing cars to whatever you can think of. And so how do we get to them in a preventive measure?
Right.
But from a workforce development standpoint, Cameron and I started an E4 program, Engage, Expose, Educate, and Empower, which is the apprenticeship side of exposing them to carpentry, exposing them to manufacturing, exposing them to STEM. And so we can kind of make that their normal, not BET or MTV, if that makes sense, Ms. Renee.
Oh, absolutely. I grew up on both. I know.
But, you know, just coming from these communities, I didn't know anything other than, like, being a basketball player.
Right.
And I wanted to be a math teacher. Mm-hmm. I would have never thought I would have got to this point. But just knowing what it is to come from an unbalanced home, not having a male presence, knowing what you when poverty says you can't participate in all the extra activities, life sports, of this. And so it's not by coincidence that our communities, youth and young adults, are programmed to move certain ways. And this is where we come in and, as a deterrent, as an intervention, and say, okay, we want to bring love programming, but how do we get them ready for that next corporation that's going to come.
Absolutely, Stephen. And thank you for that, because I'm thinking too, and to use as, I guess, an example or an illustration, because with our generation of kids, and for me it was, and using sports as an example, for most of us, between the four of us, of course, most people know about, speaking of sporting greats, such as Michael Jordan. And to bring it a little more current with our Generation Xers, LeBron James, two outstanding athletes in their own right, but also two very astute businessmen. And that's the thing. It's more than just the sports, because you're not going to be playing or bouncing a ball for your entire life. There comes the flip side. What happens if you have an injury? How do you take care of yourself? How do you take care of your family financially? If by means of your body can no longer play that particular sport, but you still have your mindset, you still have that way with which you need to learn the business side. That can be applied to music as well. Musicians, you know, the most money comes from actually writing the lyrics to a song, as opposed to being on stage and performing it. That's where, you know, and I think that's the thing about it. A lot of the kids don't know what really goes on behind the scenes with a lot of these major athletes and singers. Mm-hmm. They work hard and they have to know the business side of things, because if not, you're going to be easily taken advantage of by these big companies and corporations. Mm-hmm. They know the ins and outs. Why shouldn't you? You're the talent. You're the one that's giving exactly what is the representation of the company. So why shouldn't you learn the ins and outs of the business side just like the corporate heads do? That's just me.
And let me, can I give an example of what happened in one of my programs? So I had these kids doing their innovation project, and they were making things. And then one of them was actually he saw my phone boomerang, and he wanted to go throw it. So I let him go throw it, but I didn't have time to train him. I walked back outside, and he was on YouTube and learned how to throw it by watching the YouTube.
Wow. He figured it out.
So these kids are resourceful, and there's
absolutely
a whole bunch of resources that are out there that aren't wasn't there when we were growing up. We didn't have YouTube.
Yes, it's true.
And so the through the punch per pound kids. By the way, before we forget, how do we get if people listening? How do they help you, Stephen? How can they get in touch with you?
Exactly.
Well, they can get in touch with us on our website, p4kids.com. The letter P, the number 4, kids, KIDS.com. We have opportunities to sign up. We have opportunities to join the team, whether volunteer or internship. We do some hiring. We actually have a couple of positions open here in High Point.
And they can donate on the website as well.
Excellent. Yes.
Always, I'm glad you kind of went into the business side, Ms. Renee, because Pushdown Kids has been a for-profit. And so I had an opportunity to learn from some mentors, and I made a decision to stay for-profit.
Right.
I've learned that being for-profit, it's business as nonprofit, but we've now been able to begin to build solid relationships with nonprofits as physical sponsors to go into the communities and bring out programs and services.
Great.
The business side is very important.
Exactly.
For me, I'm always preaching the narrative, information is worth currency. If I'm with a certain amount of kids or a certain type of kid, information is worth the bag. And so let's focus on reading and learning and understanding contracts and
exactly.
And our kids, our kids are very good at it. They might not understand all of the terminologies.
Right.
They might say re-up instead of saying restop. Mm-hmm. But if we can go ahead and bring them over across the bridge, I believe that we have some very talented. I know we have very talented high potential kids in our community. It's about taking the time to teach and practice that. But the business is very important. I always preach that mission, Mayday. Information is worth the currency.
Beautifully said, my brother, and thank you for that. Now, listen, I don't want Joel to leave you out, because not only do we have this wonderful news about Punch for Pounds Kids with creator Stephen Matthews and K Cameo Parks. But let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be teaching, something called a summer manufacturing camp for Project Potential in your former high school of Lexington Senior High.
Yeah, so I'm going to do what I've been doing for Stephen and Cameo, but do it at the place where I actually got inspired to pursue higher education and things down in high school 40 years ago.
Wow.
And through a group that's helping nonprofit, it's a nonprofit group that helps underserved communities within Lexington. And so this afternoon, I'll be working with several kids, and then we'll be coming back with a bunch more. And we'll be teaching some of the same things the kid, the Stevens kids and Cameo's kids got exposed to.
Nice.
And to get them that edge. What I call, what I do, I call it the edge, because if they learn what I'm doing and get a hunger for it and want to learn more and then go to the community college, because you can literally go, I don't know if people know this, but they, if you're in high school, you can take classes at the community college and get a 2-year degree for free.
Wow.
While you're in high school. So
nice.
The kids need to realize if they want to get these manufacturing jobs, they need to take some of these manufacturing classes that they have at the community college while they're in high school, because they can get them for free. And so I want to get these kids at the high school now and get them excited about getting into the machining program, because I don't know if you know this, but there's like 6 community colleges here. Every machining class student, before they're even done, gets job offers just because they're in the machining class. And so if they can just pursue that direction, they will have all kinds of options. And CNC, as Cameo mentioned, that's the core thing of what I try to focus on, because there's going to be so much need for people to know how to run those machines.
Absolutely.
Because those provide precision parts. And when you're building a supersonic aircraft, you can't have stuff being measured by hand. It needs to be measured by machines.
Right.
So, because you don't want the parts to have different shapes and different configurations. When I worked at Thomasville, we used to handle the handmade Jamaican bedposts. And I thought they were beautiful, but when you try to put them together, because they were made by a whole bunch of Jamaicans by hand,
right?
Each one of them had a different definition as what a quarter inch was. So it was a devil of a time trying to piece them together. Right. Imagine if you're doing that on an airplane. Imagine if you're doing that in a car. You got to have everything to be precise and measured correctly. And that's why machinists are so much in demand, because the machines actually can do it. You need people to run those machines to make sure they work right.
Absolutely.
And to maintain them, they got to have people to maintain and fix it.
That's true.
So that's a key element. And so, yeah, I am honored to support this whole area and its quest to take on the mega boom jobs, as we're calling them. The mega sites and the boom jobs and the new core jobs and all these other manufacturing jobs that'll be here in 2 to 3 years. We've got to get this pipeline. There's literally people can work their way out of poverty. They just need to know how. And people like Cameo and Steven with Punch for Pound Kids and all the other folks that are stepping up in our region, they need help. And that's why we need to make sure people reach out to them. And by the way, there's a brand new facilities director at Winston-Salem State. And I talked to him this morning. He doesn't have all his information. So anybody that wants to work for Winston-Salem State in the facility management sector, send me your resume at joelskilltv@gmail.com or get Renee to send it to me. And I will make sure you get connected.
Absolutely.
We need to get more people working. And Winston-Salem State's a great institution, and this new facilities director is a former athletic director, and he believes in tech leads, turning athletes into technicians.
I love it.
You got to build more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have loved this conversation that I've had with the three of you. Talk about getting the word out. I couldn't be happier to continue, Joel, in our partnership and with the Workforce Development Podcast. I really thank you that we continue to see our community focus family grow. Stephen Matthews and Cameo Parks, what can I say? I just am looking forward to hearing more, if not wonderful things, about the Punch for Pounds Kids program. And just looking forward to hearing about the wonderful things with our young people that are taking place. So please, when I say keep up the good work, keep up the good work. And with me, there are no goodbyes. So the door is always open, Stephen, in Cameo. So I would love to have you back on a future program. The same with you, Joe Leonard. And of course, Radio Family, thank you for the great things you're doing in our communities as well. Please keep up the great work as we do bring to a close another great conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Until that next time, please stay safe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.